Hey everybody, Jesse here from Flyers Alley. Make sure you guys go to www.oldcitysports.com, old spelled O-L-D-E. Check out everything we got going on over there, all the awesome pods, all the awesome sponsors, everything we do, our live events when they happen. Check it out. Make sure you guys go to all our sponsors' websites, use the promo codes, do everything you got to do. Check out Flyers Alley, 1:30 p.m. Eastern every Sunday. Later, guys.
Season 6, episode 4 or 5. I don't care.
It would be 5 or 6, depending on what you did with the Broody episode.
Nah, we're not counting that. We won't count that.
So 5.
We'll say 5.
Yeah,
Yeah. I just don't remember. There's like, we have over like fucking like 800 episodes. I mean, yeah. Well, not really. Only 800. There's a lot. But anyway, what's going on, everyone? We're doing this bad boy. Had a good week of Flyers. Yeah, it's pretty good. Wade, how you doing?
Doing good. Getting sucked in the Starfield and laughing at a player that dodged us for a few years, being sent back to the minors.
Yeah, we're going to get into that. Don't you worry. So. We're going to get into that. Brandon Pauls checks in. What's up, fellas? What's going on, buddy? Yeah, Starfield. Yep. So not gonna get into it, but there's some stuff. It's like best game ever.
Yo, I found a hockey stick in a store, and I wanted to fucking use it as a weapon, but you can't because it's part of the wall.
Oh, in the game?
Yeah,
that's weird.
I was like, come on, you can fucking you can have baseballs and basketballs.
Did you get on a rabbit hole and find a way to get it or no?
On what?
You can't use it in the game?
No. Yeah, it's like part of like the wall.
That's
like,
lame.
Yeah.
Is it weird that I was playing Paperboy the other day?
Weird. Yeah.
Paperboy.
Why is it so weird?
It's weird.
I love that.
They should revamp that.
My fuck, they did. GTA.
Pipe bomb.
Pipe
bomb.
Bam. Cool. So yep. Starfield is going for strong. We're not here to talk about that, but we should have him on the. Yeah, on Limit Break, because me and Vince are definitely going to be talking about it next week, or whenever we do it, whenever it is. I don't fucking know, dude. October's crazy. Yeah, Corey, how's it been? I know you've been driving all over the place, and you know you're going to be doing that again today. And
today's Delco though. Last Sunday, because I wasn't here, you know, to be on Flyers Alley. When I was tuning into you guys, I was still 5 hours from home.
Yeah. Well,
Tennessee was a good time.
Are we gonna call it a Delco Day? We're gonna call it a Delco Day?
Sunday Delco Day.
Hey, I'm in. Chris can be an honorary Delconian for
in my defense, I did start at like 9 o'clock.
Lynn's was in Atlantic City overnight last night, so she had
death to the world.
3 hours of sleep, so I didn't say like, hey, like I'm doing this today. I just kind of told her what was going on, and she really didn't.
Well, the best part was she was like, "All right, girls, time for a nap because I need one too."
Yep, they're not gonna nap for her. Last night they went right, dude. They leave dad alone. That's all I'm saying.
Damn.
But yeah, so Make sure you guys go like us on Facebook at facebook.com/FlyersAlley. Do the like page, do the group page. We're getting a lot of people coming over from other groups, which is pretty cool. Unfortunately, one of them is going to be part of Temporal Distortion because he did add himself to the group, and I said, yeah, well, let's do this because I'm going to fucking torch you.
Fuego.
Yeah, it's going to be bad. And I didn't know that yeah, all three of you guys are all in fucking, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I got undercover fucking people here. Not only the beauty Greg Montour, but yeah, make sure you guys join our group, like our like page. Go on Twitter at Flyers Alley Pod 1. Follow us there. Follow us at Instagram on Instagram at Flyers Alley. And YouTube at Old City Sports Network. And remember, we do have the fucking landline. I'm not going to pick it up till the segment, but we are still doing a thing. You want to call in, but yeah, I'm thinking I'm taking it next weekend.
Over
watch party? Yeah, watch party. And
I just don't get it, though. Like I said, man.
People suck.
Your product is phenomenal. I told you, it was $180-some.
Yep.
Ordered last night or two nights ago.
Yep. Good stuff. Well, when the season starts, it'll pick up. I was actually talking to Bud yesterday. He texted me a link to sign a petition for some dude down south that got caught being a pedophile. And they want to get him out of Congress or something like that. And I was like, I will sign that right here, brother. I said, I sent it into the group.
It's a petition. Oh, Facebook group. Yeah.
That's legit. That's not like a spam thing. Like
I didn't click it because I actually wanted it. I went and
fucking signed the shit out of that thing, dude. Right, like I read the story, everything. I was like, has to do with the Catholic Church. I was like, where's my signature?
So he's got a chair.
Yeah.
Ooh, bad Betty.
Yeah, listen, Bud may be turning out to be the guy. I'm just saying, I'm a big fan. Dylan checks in. Have a good show, boys. Sorry I didn't have enough time to sit down with you. I'll try to pop in and out. Yeah, I invited Dylan. He's the newest. He's gonna be credentialed with us next season.
He's a busy kid.
He's 17 years old.
That's why I said kid.
Yeah. His dad actually. I think it's his dad actually popped on and tried to poke the bear a little bit. Said something about shit. Yeah, I'm gonna be bringing it up. Sorry, Bud, but your dad got put into a group today too. just how it is. It's a wild time in Delco. But anyway, make sure you guys call in 302-367-7276. Let's jump into some alley talk, you know? It's not even the same. Great. Yeah, the NHL app completely changed. Wait, have you noticed that?
I deleted the app.
Yeah, dude, don't re-download
it. You know what I do when it comes to.
Yep.
I think to 1 month after the season starts, that's when the other one picks it back up.
Well, so I use the score now, because the NHL one updated already, and it's shit. You can't go back and like what we do right here, where we're gonna do like the games that already happened and all that. It won't let you go back on the schedule. It's crazy. Anyway, yes, the score is awesome. I learned how to use it, so it was a little difficult. I tried using it at the end of last season. Was like,
I'll give that one a whirl.
It's good. You could pick it. Anyway. All right, so yeah, Alley Talks brought to you by Fanatics. Click the link in the description. This week, it was Zip Save. It's something else now. I forgot to put it in here. Fuck.
Tacos again?
No, it's some. I found it. Not tacos. It wasn't. Tacos is like it's something else.
I think that was like 2 weeks ago.
This one is Maze, MAZE, for 65% off site wide.
Damn.
Yeah. Dude, they usually do 75.
Yeah, but still 65 is just
You know what's funny is they're doing it now.
I know, but still.
They're doing it now while the Phillies are in the playoffs. Eagles are undefeated.
Hot. Yep. Yep. Wade, yeah. I see you go. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. I see you goat Greg Montoya. Yeah. You'll see. Could be a good time with that. But yeah, click on that link, save yourself, get a 65% off. I mean, even if the stuff, I've been hearing some stuff that some of their stuff is a little weird. I've never had a problem.
Dude, I wear this hat like every fucking day, and it's still fucking, it's still got the solid brim. It's not flappy.
Nope. I have a lot of stuff, like a Bluetooth speaker, a Flyers one. Still great. I think I have a couple beanies with the pom-pom on it.
Yeah, the old school snow hat, snow cap.
Yeah, no problem with it.
Oh, I got my DeLorean.
You got it from Fanatics?
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it.
How did it turn out? Good, yeah.
I've worn it.
Wow, well, there you go.
I wore it up to the rookie game.
Don't listen to the morons.
I wore it up to the rookie game. Guy says to me, he's like, DeLorean? I was like,
yeah. Hathaway's coming here soon. We'll tell you that right now. After that, the other night. Anyway, let's jump into this. Flyers play the Bruins. They won 3-1. We got in the second period, Cam Atkinson assisted by Morgan Frost and Owen Tippett. Pay attention to the
which was
the,
a, that was it. That was
I got
nice.
It. Oh, I got it. Don't you worry. Nice. Pay attention to the names here. Konechny assisted by Frost. Farabee assisted by Attard and Couturier. And then that was it. I loved this game.
That was good.
And it's great that they televised it. You know, that's always such a big deal. I hate when they don't fucking do that. But
I can't lie to you. I felt real old school tuning into the Flyers the other day.
The radio?
On the radio.
Me and Chris did it, dude. I loved it.
Dude, it's the only way I listen to hockey.
I told you, I caught. He was that close.
Yeah, you can say.
He was close.
He said Friggy almost hot mic'd.
He almost did. He was like, well, isn't that some shh?
I think it's hilarious that you both said that he was going to do it. I'm like, nah, well, he's professional. And he's like, he almost did it. Like,
he was real close because you could hear he wanted to say shit. But then at the same time, he was like, that's some shh.
I guarantee somebody was next to him like,
stop.
Just hit the button, dude. Just hit the button.
So you guys have Chris there captive off camera?
Producer Chris is over there taking pictures. His camera died, so he's taking some. He's got his personal camera.
Did he throw up on the camera?
He did not throw up on the camera. But we are doing a pop-up for Delco Dive later. While we're at Sterling Pig, we are going there after this, and we're going to grab our monthly haul. We're going to get Delco Dive done and over with and just call
him. Driving.
Corey is driving.
Well, Chris has to run back to his apartment.
That's up to you.
I was going to say your call. Whatever.
I would just do it just because, I mean, you don't have to. I mean, when you take your pictures at Sterling Pig, take them with your phone. Yeah. Yeah, don't worry.
We're not professional or anything.
You're fucked. I will say
I can't spell professional.
I did get, that's not good. I did get Skyler's pictures from. Skyler actually got pretty messed up in that car.
I was just about to say, yeah. They are. Right?
I sent Wade the picture of the deer. Whoo, buddy.
Hamburger.
It didn't have any legs.
Looked like it was supposed to be on a split roast.
So it was bad.
But he got a little concussed. Apparently, so in Canada, apparently they have this thing called physio. Like you get in a physical, but it's called physio. He's not cleared, his car got totaled. So he needs, obviously, the insurance company's going to take forever for that. But
if he's got a concussion, I don't think he's allowed back in, right?
Well, he can't. He's not going to be able to travel.
The travel back into Canada.
Mm-hmm. No, he's back in Canada. His brother came and picked him up. His brother drove from freaking Ottawa to – he was in Wilkes-Barre, Scranton. He was in Scranton when he hit the deer. And his brother drove from Ottawa and picked him up.
Mm-hmm. That's good, brother.
I don't know if mom would have done that. But
that man's going to be getting a hell of a Christmas present.
A little handy, maybe. Kind of weird.
I was going to say he's probably getting the stuffed fucking deer head.
I wouldn't have taken that thing home, dude. That thing was mangled. But he's good though. He's good. He's getting better. He says he still has a headache. He got a concussion. But all right. So anyway, let's get back into play. Your guys' thoughts on the Bruins game? Anything, Corey? We'll go to you. You're right here.
I'm happy with it. It looked like the passes were crisp. You know, there was definitely chemistry between certain lines and this and that person. So I'm very happy with it. A lot happier than the Islanders game or the Devils game.
Yeah, well, we don't talk about the Devils.
Yeah.
Wade, what do you think?
I mean, it looked good for beating up on the team that didn't really play any of their star players.
It's got to be a dick.
Well,
sure.
His motto from last year, you know,
fuck Boston. That is his motto. I don't think it should change. my thing is, I mean, I like it. It's preseason. We got to remember that. I think I'm just so hyped that hockey's back that I was like,
I'm just bringing it down.
Yeah, just bring it down. You got to keep us grounded. Keep us grounded, Wade.
Try to.
Yeah. So that was cool. That's a good win, I feel. But we'll see what happens, though, because did you end up listening to John Scott finally?
I have.
I did. Newest Wade, episode.
I did listen to the Nail Yakupov one.
That was a good one. I did listen to it, too.
That was a good one.
Nobody ever helped that kid, which...
He was left high and dry.
Yeah, it's a little... I'm not surprised, but...
I did the Nail Yakupov one. I did the Rob Ray one, too.
Bro.
There you go.
Listen to the new one and listen to him trash talk fucking Trevor Zegras. He literally calls him a piece of shit. It was
Great.
He was like, he's a piece of trash.
Almost crashed my forklift.
I texted him immediately. I was like, please tell me you're listening to John Scott called Trevor Zegers.
I was like, I already listened to it as soon as it dropped.
It did come up on my phone. I just haven't had a chance to listen. I was actually gonna listen to it on Monday on my way to work.
Yeah, it's a 40-minute episode.
Not long.
40 minutes is perfect. I got an hour and 3 minutes.
So we're going to move on to the Flyers versus the Islanders, which I'm going to tell you, the siren was going off every 5 seconds during that game. They beat them 5-2. First period, we got Delorier assisted by Sanheim and Hathaway.
Love it.
Noah Cates assisted by Konechny. Then you get Owen Tippett in the second assisted by Forrester and Frost. Then you get Konechny, a power play goal assisted by Couturier and York. And we get into the third period, and you get Atkinson assisted by Frost. Carter Hart had 14 saves that game. So I thought everyone – I think it was Wade. Someone said they liked just watching the kids cycle in that game. They were fucking cycling, like Frost, Tippett – York, they were just they took advantage of the
tape to tape passes. Dude, it was perfect breakout attempts. Nothing unreal. Up the middle. Everything's high and hard. It's good.
Everything's looking great.
That's what I'm saying. It's looking good. And the fact that they scored a power play goal, that's already halfway to their season total from last year.
Now I said last week to Wade, he's got something to say. He's got fucking something to say. You just smirking.
I'm just saying they had one power play goal this entire fucking preseason.
He plays the devil's advocate.
Better than none.
It is true.
It is better than none.
Is it better than last season already? Because I fucking feel
I think it was in the it was in the Islanders game. Coots had a breakaway shorthanded.
Sure.
Which I'm happy to see because
him and Atkinson are looking good. You can't even deny that they're I want to say it's good to see them.
Yeah,
Atkinson is just. But Wade is that was it you Wade that says I don't understand why he slap shot dude. He did that like 8 times the other night.
I'm thinking like he's still like he might have like an issue with his abdominal.
He's so small. Maybe he just
stretching it out. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
Yeah, they do forget. They don't forget his teeth. I'll tell you that. Those things they're definitely fake. I'm telling you.
They're veneers.
They're veneers.
Probably gets a new pack for every interview.
And then, Coots gives him his old ones, sitting there with the Bobby Clark smile.
Coots never got them made, just like Carcello.
Coots looks like he's lost a lot of weight. I will say that.
He probably did. He probably wasn't able to move.
Apparently, Zamola has put on 20 pounds of muscle.
And Cam York did, too.
Cam York is a brick shit house, dude, I'm telling you right now. He looks so big.
He looked better.
Cam York put on, he said in the offseason, he put on 14 pounds. Zamola was almost 20.
Yeah. There's going to be a good list of guys that you're not, and they're keeping the core, and that's what has to do with temporal distortion with our moron of the week. It's going to be something. I may even change temporal distortion to moron of the week. It may happen.
I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that next week. It's good segment. But yeah, so that's what we have for Alley Talk. Let's roll into a gritty look ahead here. Yeah. Let's go. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I plan on hitting the back deck after we're done. Not to do anything, but you know that. Yeah. Gritty Look Ahead is brought to you by Righteous Felon. Don't forget, guys, that we have Righteous Felon. I got an email the other day. Hey, guys, what's going on? I'm like, what? Hey. They're like, well, not getting anything in. I said, oh, let's not start this shit again. So I'll make a commercial, send it to them, and then they'll send us some free shit. Anyway, go to www.righteousfelon.com. Use promo code OCSN for 15% off your jerky. Any orders over $50 get you free shipping. I've seen a lot of people doing that lately. Any orders over $50 gets you free shipping. So take advantage of that. Holidays are coming up. It's about time to start hibernating and watching some hockey. So chew on some jerky like Wade does. He's literally the fucking jerky guy. I can't eat it anymore right now. I gotta get my wisdom teeth taken out.
If Wade is a huge jerky guy,
don't even.
Oh, dude, I was in Tennessee.
I thought you were going a different direction.
No, I'm drinking a little bit.
Whoa!
Wait a minute.
But down in Tennessee, they have Buc-ee's.
Yeah, you checked in there twice.
I checked in there three times a day.
Well, you checked in on Facebook twice.
Right? Well, all right, let me rephrase that.
So what is that?
What is this?
Buc-ee's.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's a chicken place.
No, it's not.
No, okay.
Buc-ee's is the greatest thing on earth, and I've been to Tennessee a few times and had Buc-ee's before. Buc-ee's has,
oh my god,
17 different flavors of beef jerky available, and they make. I'm gonna stop. His hands up in the air.
All right,
we gotta get into it because of what I just saw. So the Flyers play the Blue Jackets on Thursday in the season opener.
Chief.
Carter Hart's hurt.
What?
Seriously? Illness. It's already marked. It's already marked down.
So he's got like the flu. So
Urson's going to play.
Good.
Who's back up now? This is set up. Hold on.
This is a setup.
Wade. I hope that our brain waves are
this is conspiracy.
Connecting here. Something's happening here. It has to do with Peterson.
He just so happens to be illness.
It just says illness. I literally day-to-day illness.
Yeah.
And now if it's marked for Thursday, why would they put it now? Why would they just update it on Thursday?
Thursday morning or Wednesday night.
Right. I wouldn't have even updated it because you know the morons are out.
I'm wondering if there's another protocol that players have to go through now because something's
Don't even tell me. Don't even say someone's flaring up.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking god. I don't care. I don't believe in it.
Just saying it.
Let me get me started. Yeah. So they're.
Well, there
I'm
go.
In. I mean, I'm in on that. I like it. Urson will play. I like Urson. The Blue Jackets fucking suck. So like,
Urson did look really good too. So.
Yeah.
A little bit that I got to see of him play in the preseason.
I wanna real quick before I forget. I wanna go. So I'm good friends with Michael Jovanov, right?
The guy from Ohio.
No, that's you made me fucking. I forget his name. It's my insider. In Ohio.
I thought that was your insider.
Nah, this is my guy. He plays sled hockey.
Oh, okay.
He writes for us.
Refed a few sled hockey games.
Yeah. He writes for us.
At Iceline in Westchester.
Oh yeah.
Years ago.
He writes for us. He's one of our writers. It's funny because he said the other day, dude, it's going to be a fun year. They're going to compete fucking right. I just want to say I have my tweet from last year or from the beginning the beginning of the season. When they start making their acquisitions and start making their trades and all that. I said, yeah, they're going to shock people. They're going to be a good team. I just want to put it out there. I said, yeah, someone said that a long time ago. I'm just saying. So I took my tweet and put it up and then one of my other buddies – retweeted it. Everybody told me that I was fucking wrong. And now it's got like about 75 likes, but nobody retweeted it. So stuff. I just want to throw it out there. You know, I'm right the fuck again. You're gonna get used to that. I'm not trying to put my own tires up, but there was a good year that I was right. I think it was like 9-1. I was right about something.
Slightly bummed that Recky went out to Columbus.
Job's a job, though.
True.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I don't pay attention. He's not. Hey, see ya.
Assistant coach out there.
Bye. All right. I'd forget about Tockett if he didn't get on TNT. I mean, I like Vancouver. I'm all right with Vancouver, but yeah. He's coaching there now. But still, anyway. Yep. Blue Jackets. Thoughts, Wade. Win, loss. What are we gonna do now that we know?
I'm gonna say it's a win.
Okay.
Just because they're in shambles.
They are.
They really just got a coach like 2 weeks before the games even or the season's kicking off.
And then
oh, you can
out.
Exactly. Yep. Go on. Before the ink was even dry, he was going.
fucking perv.
I'm not gonna get into it. I don't know, man. So you're saying win?
I'm going to say win.
Now, can we say that we're talking wins for a majority of the season? That last game was a great win, but I don't project that for the rest of the season. I think they're going to be tight wins, close wins. Can we say that we're going to go with that majority?
I'll go bold for Columbus though and say 3-0.
Really? That's fucking crazy. Yeah, they lost their goalie. They don't have a goalie. Like they do, but he went to L.A.
I think. Yeah, he got traded to LA, I thought.
Yeah.
Or that's was it?
I'll go real bold for an organization that's kind of, you know,
opening night. Season opener. Now, yeah.
I'll say 3 cuz like I said,
who's following him to hell on that one? I don't know about that
you
one.
You have an organization that is
an absolute
train wreck.
Yeah.
You have a team that
is Voracek's hurt too. He's done. He's done.
Voracek's got CTE.
He's done.
He's assistant coach for Jager overseas.
Yeah, it's true.
That just happened last week or something, or this week.
Yeah, so he's done. He's not coming back.
but he refuses to retire.
He doesn't get paid. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you don't want to refuse. Why would you do that?
Yeah,
you give up all your benefits. You give up your paycheck.
But like I said, you have a team that's coming off, you know, a good win against the Islanders, going against a whole organization, not just a team that is in total shambles right now. They have no identity. The only positive thing they have is Gaudreau and.
You forgot about Perov. He has something to prove this year.
That's right. He is there. If they fucking level him. Take him out.
Nice, but
yeah, the only thing he's going to do positive out there is eat up 36 minutes a game.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
He's got something to prove, and we're going against him right off the bat.
I don't see
it being a 3-0. I could see it being a close one.
I'll go bold, 3-0. I'll call it.
I'm gonna say close one. I would say win, but I'll say close one. Nah, like 2-1. 2-1.
Yeah. I really do think there's gonna be quite a few one goal games this year.
That's what I'm saying. I think we could say in the alley that I think there'll be close games. I don't think too many blowouts. Mm-hmm. Some. I don't know.
I can see some blowouts going the opposite way.
Whoa. Chill out. You know what? Go get some fucking Warlord, are you? So Wade, you're saying win?
Yes.
Or you're saying win?
Win.
I'm going to say loss.
You're going to go loss.
I am going to go loss, and it's going to have a lot to do with it's Ersin's first night. It's mainly because the defense hasn't played in front of a goalie consistently yet. So like they got to mesh with that. The goalie's got to trust the defense. Offense is going to play back because the defense isn't going to be solidified enough yet.
But most of your defense played in front of Ersin last year.
He only played like 5 games. He played
Ersin?
Yeah,
played 11 games last year.
That's not that.
He went like
they play 80 some games.
Ersin went like 8-0 on a stretch last year, didn't he?
Yeah, but it wasn't consistent.
So that doesn't mean that he played 5 games last year.
I ballparked it. What I'm saying is he didn't play like a whole month. It was bad. He was on and he was back like half a month.
Yeah, no, and then he dropped back.
No, it wasn't consistent. It was
But I'm
he left
that.
And then he came back a couple weeks later. Then he left, came back. You're talking to the Ersin guy. I love Ersin. I'm just saying.
And I'm a big fan of him. I think
I don't want to be right.
I think he'll do just fine.
I don't want to be right. I hope he does. I hope he does fine.
I
is that a white claw?
Fuck no. It's the man version of a white claw.
Is it a white claw?
I wanted to change. I just wanted to change your guys bickering back and forth. So.
All right, yeah, fuck you. Anyway,
mute him.
Oh, you can. Yeah. So we'll get into the next one then. I guess. I just think that one's going to be difficult because it's first night. That's all. I mean,
how much?
Look at it this way. It's going to be difficult for Columbus. Their opening night with Joe Schmo in the back. You got Probe with all the pressure on him now, and Johnny Hockey. They're like, how the fuck are we going to lift this fucking?
That's what I said. You have an organization in turmoil,
and you can't really rely on Goudreau to carry that team because he's just fucking lazy.
Yeah, he's a
when it comes down to it, he's fucking.
He's a one way player,
but he puts up what he almost put up 90 points on a shit fucking team.
Yep. Well, so. Calgary wasn't a shit team, but
then he put up 90 last year with Columbus.
Give me that
90, yeah, 93, 92, something like that. Yeah,
without Patrick Laine.
No, oh, yeah.
So
then, so Saturday, 14th, we will be live. Well, not live. I don't know, I thought about it. We'll be there. We'll be at Hangman Brewing, Claymont, for the Ottawa game, which, got to remember, last year there was a lot of fisticuffs happening. I do see that happening again.
Nicky D with his 2-for-1 deal.
I did warn Brad. I said, I know that you are, you know. Yeah.
He's more of a mellow.
He's
guy.
Mellow. It's not going to be fucking mellow. it's going to be loud. There's going to be some profanity. Put the dog in the back.
I thought he didn't have brew anymore.
He does. Yeah. He never.
Oh,
yeah, he's a smart
guy.
Good
for him.
Can you do that to my dog? Fucking bitch. Fucking pissed in my house 4 times in one day.
Let the dog out.
Yep.
That's my have a fucking backyard.
Sort of clean the dog shit up.
Yeah, I just swooped it down right to the fucking shed that I never opened. I have a rake that I pull it down.
Open it up and throw it in there. I throw it over the fence, dude. I got new neighbors. I'm like, welcome to the neighborhood.
At least mine's in my yard still.
Nah,
or in the alley.
I own a causeway, so where all the water goes down, I just throw the fucking there. It washes down. See ya. Yeah, that's right.
That's a straight Delco move.
You take the Delco out of the kid.
straight caca.
We got Senators on Saturday. I think it's gonna be a great game. This is an absolute win by me. I'm actually really liking the score right now because it's saying, you know, that Pinto kid that's been rumored for the Flyers to pick up. It says that he's out because of a contract dispute.
Yep, he's still an RFA.
So he's still RFA.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
We don't need a center. I don't know why everyone keeps. Guess look into it a little bit more. Like, and the Phantoms do not fucking need anybody. They are going to be a motherfucker.
They got
tank
nine
this
centers,
year, dude. Well, they're going to be a tank this year.
Yeah, but like I said, they got nine centers.
They got
this organization.
Dude,
period does not need.
Dude, they
any
got
more
a goalie
centers.
That's making $10 million.
We have a minor league goalie making $5.5 million.
That's what I'm saying. To make it 10.
Yeah.
2 years, 10. Come on, buddy. I
really would have liked to have offloaded him.
They try. I mean, I think they were trying heavily. No one wants that contract because he really is an AHL goalie. He's not an NHL caliber goalie.
He's,
and we saw that he made some good saves, but Ersson made better ones. Ersson stood in the back. The dude.
And Ersson's what? 10 years younger than him too.
I hate to keep to keep going back, and we're in where you look ahead, but yeah, he. Ersson stood back there. The defense and the offense just took over. Whenever Ersson's in, they just took. He didn't see the puck for almost the entire first fucking period. It looks great. Anyway,
and that's
I say
how
this
they
is,
play in front of Ersson, which is why I'm saying 3-0.
I want to be wrong. Don't. Come on. I say win. Absolute. I'm going to say it's going to be, even if we lose, it's going to be fisticuffy. So we're going to see some
Ottawa.
Yeah,
2-1.
Chandler Kusick. Chimes in too many centers as it is. Yes, yeah, so I just fucking said what 2-1. That's okay with me.
I think it's going to be a very physical game. So
I hope somebody beats the fuck out of Brady Tkachuk. I'll tell you that right now. Someone checks
Gordon Hathaway.
Yeah, our Flyers Alley fans. I won't name names out here. Brandon fucking balls. definitely dropped. Says it. Hopes that someone takes off Giroux's head, and I'm with it. I will.
I personally don't care if anybody goes after Giroux or not.
They won't. They won't.
Kachuk
on Sanheim, wait. Sanheim has been giving him rough treatment every time we played him.
I say, man, look good the other day.
But my thing is I want Brady Kachuk just dropped like a bad habit. And I think Hathaway will be the one to do it.
Oh, man.
Slightly a little bold, another bold statement. By
not me. Bold at all.
But I would love to see him just absolutely hammer him.
I have a feeling we'll lose this one because we'll get ourselves in the penalty trouble.
Really?
Yeah. I see a 4-2 loss because we're going to take runs at fucking
everybody.
Kachuk. Yeah.
That's okay. It's a win. It's a, as long as we do.
It's a win in my book.
Yeah. They're going to win in some category.
as long as the physical plays there and we lose on the scoreboard, but that goes to show that this team is back to being.
I knew that was coming.
I didn't think that he heard me. He fucking definitely heard me. I said, Sanheim looked pretty good the other day. And then.
Craig,
mind you, guys that want to go to the games this Friday, we're gonna do the payment for the Buffalo game. We got it. No, just wait till next Friday.
Oh, fair enough.
But yeah, so those are the games we have for this week. I'm gonna say win, regardless in that, and let's move on to weekly picks. Yeah, I keep forgetting to take the thing. Oh, you're not up top.
Well, this time I did it down at the bottom.
You figured it out. I like it. Weekly Picks is brought to you by SeatGeek. Go to www.SeatGeek.com or use the app. Use the promo code Old City Sports Network, all one word, for $20 off your first order. That's why I keep saying wait till Friday. We're gonna rip that bad boy.
Yeah, I was going to say.
If you're using
that one, right?
I got a lot of emails. That's a lot. I'm just saying. Like, if you go, like, the lowest I saw was $28. I mean, come on. $8? It doesn't matter where you're sitting. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No.
I could be a dick and just get press credentials for that night and sit up top, but I'm not going to fucking do that. Throw some shit down and everybody.
Look, you peasants.
Fuck you. That's how I feel when I'm up there. I don't care. Wade's been up there.
I might have to hit up the Phantom's home opener, too.
I'd fucking rather not do that ever.
I would.
I don't drive that far, dude.
I'm already in Quakertown on a Friday night. Why not?
Go alone?
No, I won't go alone. I know people.
You go to the Q Mart up there? Have you ever been up there to the Q Mart?
No, I'll just go to Brew Daddy. So,
all right, check out the Q Mart. It's like Booze Corners.
Why would you do that? Fucking beer sucked.
I was talking about food.
Oh, sorry.
Food. I need food.
I got it in there. I don't know. It lasted long. It's lasted a lot longer than like liquor does in my house, and that lasts a long time.
I just need food, though.
Okay. All right. So weekly picks. Use the promo code $20 off. So you weren't with us when we created this, I don't think. This is going to be the game you think you should watch this week. So go to you.
Ottawa.
Yeah. Ottawa's for me too. Wade.
We'll go Columbus.
Yeah. Why?
Go Columbus. Watch.
He can't do that. He's not good. No, he doesn't. That's like watch a Phoenix fucking Coyotes game, Arizona Coyotes game.
That actually might look interesting because they got Logan Cooley up.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of I can't remember his name now.
Keller.
Yeah, but I didn't get him this year. Last year in fantasy, Clayton Keller carried a lot of my dead weight. That kid. It doesn't matter what he does.
Help you that I said fuck like, this year and just traded my entire fucking roster.
Are you doing it again this year? Is that what you're doing again?
No, I'm keeping it.
Okay.
Well, I told you previous.
You gotta watch him.
Previous to when we started.
You're in the fantasy, right?
Yeah.
We're watching.
Yeah.
You in he the fantasy? Yet, no.
He has yet to make any changes to his fucking line. So, Corey,
I haven't either. I'm not.
Yes,
doing
I have.
I'm not doing him. Oh wait, I did too. I dropped Fleury.
I dropped somebody who was basically projected to be out for the whole season. Although I think I might have to do something with Aaron Ekblom too.
Ekblom, yeah, he's fucking
chunk. I dropped him.
I have.
How did you drop him when I drafted him?
I picked him up after you got him.
I drafted him.
Wait, you said Ekblom? Ladder.
Ekholm?
Yeah.
Ekholm.
Yeah, I had Ekblom from Florida.
I got Montour, who's actually said he will start the season from his shoulder.
Right, watch out. Yo, I know. Greg will literally trade his whole fucking team for
Greg,
his nephew.
Hit the farm up.
Yo, Greg won last year. Me and Greg went in the finals. He beat me.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, Greg don't fuck around, dude. He likes to play like he doesn't know what he's doing. But
go ahead, Greg. I got him. I'll trade the farm for him.
He'll take your farm. We all say in Ottawa. We're going to say Ottawa's going to be the game.
Yeah.
I may go live from my phone from Hangman just to give everybody a little, how's your father doing, you know?
That could get interesting.
Yeah, it's going to. Well, then afterwards, we're going to hopefully we can get it organized with the giant beer pong. But I'm going to tell you, it's me and Corey looked into the price of trash cans.
Pull.
Well, we found ones that are like, what, 15?
Yeah, they were like 12 or 13 bucks. Yeah,
but that we would have to do, everybody do this. So I'm just going to grab my fucking trash cans. I might just not do it. I'll just watch the game and then come back here and get fucking tossed.
Fucking lit up. You won't?
Just do beer pong. It's cheaper.
Oh, we could do cornhole.
Yeah, I could do cornhole.
Yeah, we can do cornhole. I don't see if he's got that. We'll get into that later. So we're going to say that. Well, we'll get into let's get into Up and Smoke. And what time is it? What time is it? I think that doesn't start till 4.
Game's not till 4 o'clock. What are we like a 40 minute in?
Roughly. Roughly, you were 50 seconds off. Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Lucky guess.
Throw into Up and Smoke. Up and Smoke's brought to you by Diet Smoke. Go to www.dietsmoke.com. Promo code OCSF for 15% off your first order. These first order order things are just, how are you supposed to keep people coming back? We got to talk. 15% off your first order. It doesn't include vapes. Wade, by the way, that place I was talking about, me and you were talking about, it does have them. Yeah, Delaware.
Does Diet Smoke have like those tins, chew can tins?
No, nope. No,
that was previous.
That was canned dips.
Yeah, my brother's finally ran out of his can of dips. And I was telling him, I was like, well,
I have some still. I have some still if he wants them. That was a sad story.
Make him cut your grass for it.
Oh, that brother. Yeah. Come, hey, last cut of this. Come on, let's go. Yeah, so Up and Smoke, I have one thing to say. And unfortunately, Dylan Robillard's dad that said something. The fans are already giving shit, torch shit about the cut list. Not so much about the cut list, but it was more of he was saying that Torch isn't the right coach for this team. I will exercise my opinion after you guys. I will say though, and Wade remembers this. I didn't want Torts. I didn't. I wanted somebody else who was very successful with the Bruins last year. But I personally do think that Torts is the coach that they need right now. Now, Wade, I want to go to you because I feel like I haven't called on you first in a while.
I love it how he just calls it as it is. If you're not going to play like a fucking Tortorella's player, you're fucking going to go back to the AHL or sit the bench. I love it.
So you're saying it is? You think it is working?
Yeah. I mean, look at the people he got rid of. Prove.
Old.
No. Called.
Yeah. I think called it's
that.
Great.
Called that. Just saying.
Got rid of TDA, which
I didn't like that.
I wanted him to stay, but look at it. You know, got rid of him.
I think Wade wanted him to stay because of what we had to give up for him.
Who, TDA?
Yeah.
I liked his fucking attitude.
That's
I loved his attitude. The fucking dickhead. You need one. How are we? Hey, I'm not trying to get off topic. Why are we as successful as we are? Because I'm a fucking dickhead. Everyone's a dickhead. We're dickheads. Get shit done. TDA got shit done. You go to work, you're there to work. You're not there to be friends with everybody. So
fair.
Did he earn his paycheck? Do you think he earned his paycheck?
About 80% of it, yeah.
I'll go with that. Yeah, I'll give it, I wouldn't say 100%. Yeah,
absolutely not.
Yeah, that
would. I would say we definitely didn't benefit from it, from all the assets that we gave up for him.
Yep.
Agreed.
Yep, I can agree with
that. We should have just let him play out his contract.
But at the same so we had him, and we gave up what we did for him. But at the same time, hey, we have him now. Why not? Why not? This is
utilize him.
What's weird to me is I liked him because I thought him and Torts would mesh, and clearly they didn't.
Oh, they were. They
apparently,
were.
There's a lot of reports that are going to come out soon. You're going to hear some shit. I'm sure Spit and Chicklets will pick it up because that's their job. Yeah. And I would like that. Speaking of that, we'll do that. We'll give them a little name drop in a little bit. I thought he was going to succeed under him. Me and Wade did something last year during the offseason last year who we thought was going to succeed with Torts. And he was 100% almost my number one pick. Didn't work out.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, if you look at it, Torts is a hard, hard nosed coach. TDA is
hard nosed player.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't work
out. Couldn't have actually gone the other way.
Yeah. I can't believe it. Like giving your kid Tylenol, what was it, Benadryl? Sometimes it puts them to sleep. Sometimes it makes them fucking
wired out.
Yeah. Not that I would know. So. And that was Dylan's dad. I think it's the same last name. I'm going to be exercising a lot of things this year where if I see something stupid, I'm putting it online. I am. I'm just doing it.
It's already going to be online, so you're just going to shine a light on it.
Yeah, I should have said online. Yeah, I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting me.
Just revisit it.
Tiger, uppercut! Yeah. I don't think he's a bridge coach anymore. I think he's going to re-sign with the Flyers after his 4 years are done.
He was asked about the cut with Wade Allison, and he says,
"We gotta get better." He
said, "Better players played better."
Yeah, well, we'll get into that. We'll get into that. But anyway, I want to shine some light on that. So let's get into temporal distortion. Mind you, we are changing the name,
go past the L1 train station.
Hey, don't tell anyone where we're going. Temple Distortion is brought to you by Bright Path Brewing. Go to www.brightpathbrewing.com. Check out what they're doing up on the mountain. Alex and Dylan, great stuff. I did say we were going to go up in October. There's no fucking way.
There's zero chance of that.
No shot. November looks a little better. My birthday is the 18th. We'll talk about it. It's on a weekend, too. Bing bong. The morons are out and about. Leo Donahue is the winner this week.
He's on fire.
Greg, I know you're watching. I got a screenshot. And I'm really excited for you guys to see this one. Greg just messaged.
Who, Greg did?
So check this out. Lee Donahue. It'll pop up on the screen for you in a second. He's a top contributor of Flyers Talk. Mind you, Flyers Talk is literally one of the biggest shit-ass fucking pages there is. On the podcast, then, I know you can't hear this, so I will read it for you. They just sent Ronnie Attard to the Phantoms and kept Stahl on the roster. I hope they go 0-82 this season. There goes the youth movement. Please don't give me the locker room bullshit or how much they need a veteran on the blue line. Take it somewhere else.
What?
So I'm going to take this one before you guys do.
My God.
So here's the thing. If you're going to say that just because they sent Ronnie Attard down and kept Stahl, you want them to lose every single, I'm pretty sure they play more than 82 games. I think it's like 83 now.
Yeah, but throwing a goose egg on the season?
Yeah, the whole season. Yeah.
Nobody's that bad.
Yeah.
Nobody's that good either. One player.
Every single team is going to beat us this year.
And the worst part is you can go 0-82 and still not get the first pick. Yeah.
That's pretty true. And that would happen to us.
Exactly.
That would 100%. I could get some.
Patrick Kane.
First off, First off, like, and my comment didn't obviously got erased because it's me and fuck me, I guess. All I said was I just wish someone would watch one of the press conferences that I post or just look at some of the comments, because Torts said numerous times Stahl is not going to be getting top minutes. He's going to be probably like the seventh fucking cycling defenseman, and he's going to be an off-ice mentor to the kids.
What did we say? He's going to probably play 20 games this season?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. He's going to play, but he's not going to play a lot.
That's what I said, yeah, probably 20 yeah. games.
Which... Well, I think he's going to play. Like, I think he'll play more, but he's not going to see a lot. And the thing is,
thinking like 10 minutes a night?
Maybe? I think, yeah, maybe. Maybe. Yeah, yeah.
Strong maybe.
Strong maybe, yeah.
Depends how many penalties you get.
Right, right. Valid. My thing is it's such a bold statement, because it's like, so they said Ronnie Adder's not ready, first off. It's just, he's just not. He'll be ready next year. I'll give it to him next year. I liked Ronnie Adder's play. I like the way he looked. He's a big kid. He's best friends with Wade Allison. We'll get into that later. You know, it's just, if you get a Stahl brother, and this is the way they're going, and I'm not going to tell everybody wants my sources. I'm not fucking giving them to you. I'm part of the media. I don't know why I need a source. But if they get a Stahl brother to be part of the fucking coaching staff, that's a fucking huge acquisition. Yeah, it's a huge thing.
That's a win.
Like, you got we all forget we got Patrick Sharp.
And we got Danny Heatley.
Got John LeClaire. Forgot about John LeClaire. John LeClaire,
Danny Heatley, Chris Stewart.
Now you got Friggy on the radio. We won't get into that. But, like, dude, like, how can you be mad about that? And that's the thing. And Sam Wismer says it all the time. I'll give Sam her props. Getting sent down to the Phantoms isn't like a downgrade. Like, it's, you need a little bit more time to come up and be ready for the Flyers.
It's not a death sentence.
No, fuck. He was already making, what was it, tops. 900,000 a year anyway. He's gonna make what the Phantoms give him anyway, even if he plays up here. So what the fuck's the difference? You fucking guys, I'm telling you, man, the morons are just, this is a great one. This is a great one to start off the season. Yeah, but Skyler says 100%. Yeah, there's one guy, he's alive.
But to throw a goose egg up?
No, yeah. Hey, I'm telling you right now. And the best thing about it is,
I didn't see that comment, because that'd be the next one. Booted off.
Wade's got one. Oh, you're going to get kicked. Wait till you guys. Well, now that you're part of an outlet that goes once a week, I don't say anything anymore. I can't. I just can't. I get so fucking mad and I start throwing addresses out. I can't do it. Wade, go ahead. I saw your hands up.
So, 0-82. So I guess that means we'll lose before overtime then. So no, none of the longer games.
Wow. Yeah. No overtime. No shootouts. Never
thought about that either.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we improved. We improved somewhere.
Like three periods only.
If that guy wins that, he deserves like to win the Powerball. That's like the best bet of all time. We lose every game in regulation. We get 0 points, and we get 0 points. Yeah. We get 0 points all year.
Still won't get the first pick.
Still get the first. If he doesn't say we don't get the first pick, he wins nothing.
I want to know what the odds are on that. If Vegas,
I'm going to hold this warlord. The guy has no. If I remember, does he? He has no profile picture.
No.
So he's probably bald. Give us a warlord.
How the fuck is he a top contributor?
He probably runs it. Come on, man! Can't hide that shit from us. Anyway, yeah, I just thought that was. Come on. That's not, and Corey, I'm going to tell you, me and Wade know from experience, that is not going to be the worst one you see this season.
No.
And that was a fucking good one. That was a fucking, a bad one.
That makes me almost want to sit there and like send this guy a message going, yo, go. Which crayon tastes the best?
Blue.
Jesus.
Blue.
Like, you sit there and you call yourself a Junkie. You call yourself a fan.
No, they're not. They're not, though. That's the thing. The biggest thing.
But this guy's sitting there.
Greg says he bitches a lot on that page. Greg, please send us some more. Send me some more screenshots. Trust me, make them better than that. I don't know if you can. I'll give you the job of making it better than that one, because that was pretty fucking bad. Season hasn't even started yet.
I was gonna say we're still technically preseason.
Yeah.
I mean, we're 3 days away from actually starting the season, but
what are you doing for that, by the way?
Cheers.
Are you cheersing here? You can cheers here.
I can cheers here.
Yeah, you should cheers here. I'm not going to ask you. You're a half hour away.
I was basically figuring, here's the thing. You know, I don't care.
I know you don't give a shit. I shouldn't even ask. I should have just been like, yo, come here.
That's what you got to do.
All right, well, let's get into some beaut of the week. Let's get a little hyper. Well done.
I thought Lethal Weapon was.
That's, if it's an 80s movie, I'm into it. Oh. So besides Cobra, I didn't like that.
I was
with Stallone.
I rewatched Fast Times.
Watch that at least once a month, dude.
I rewatched it Friday
night. Wow, that's like one of the best. excuse me. Beauty of the Week's brought to you by Outlaw Beer. I guess Tivoli Beer. Now that we're Tivoli. Yeah. Go to www.outlawbeer.com. You can buy their beer on Tivoli. I think there's a link there. They'll send it to you. They'll ship it to you. They do have a couple other beers. Everybody tune in later on. We have to be back by like 6:30. That's when we're going to go live, 6:30. So keep me the fuck. Yeah. It's hard to get me out of places. I'm just saying.
I'm driving. So you're either walking or you're riding.
You're a lot bigger than me too. So, you know,
I can carry you.
He can carry me. I don't kick and scream though. I just go.
Chris, you can go to the left. Jesse, you can go right.
He'll just take pictures. check out their stuff. We are going to be doing an episode of Delco Dive later. We're going to pick up our stuff from Sterling Pig. We're going to jump into their holiday beers. I do believe it's the Gourdfather. I don't know if they have – I think they're doing their Oktoberfest right now while we're going to be there with the Super Fancy Bros doing their watch party for the Eagles, the Eagles, against the Rams. So,
which ought to be a good game.
I don't care.
I know you know.
I think I – actually, hold on. I think I do. I think I care enough to
– E-A-G-L-E-S.
I was expecting that, were you?
Yeah.
You like that, eh?
Oof.
That's right. I am. Hey, I consider myself – I'm a fuck. I was a mummer, but I consider myself in Philly. So, yeah, beauty of the week. What do you guys got? We'll go to – let's go to Wade first. What do you have? Yeah, for me.
John Tortorella.
It's got to be for that comment.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Real quick. Don't say what – I do have that for – I do have it for the next one. The dust up is going to be all about our buddy Wade, not you.
He's just John Tortorella.
It's got to be for that comment, right?
Yeah.
What is it? You good?
No, I don't want to.
You want to save it?
I don't want to ruin it, but I'll.
I appreciate it.
It's my beer of the week. Okay.
You get three. You have three. We'll do three.
All right.
That's three of us. I mean, we'll do three.
Coots looking better and better as he's playing. And TK looking like. He's back being on top.
Did you see the slow motion him telling someone "fuck you"? Did you see that? Amazing.
Was it you or off? I'm not very good at reading lips.
I like
"fuck you" or "fuck off."
Okay.
That was "fuck you."
Okay.
It was "fuck you." "Fuck you" like vacuum. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Fair enough.
Okay. So you got TK, Coots, and Tortorella. I feel like Tort's gonna be a big one this year. I think he can be. His press conferences. I gotta send them. I put them up when I can.
I respond.
Preseason
back.
Sucks though, dude. Because but they send them to me. Practice every fucking day. Stop sending them to me, dude.
But if like, you look on Twitter though, I have responded to 95% of what you have posted.
I'm telling both of you. Forget about Facebook. Go on fucking Twitter.
So I'm working on it.
Delete the app.
I'm working on it.
You don't delete it because I need you to share shit.
Yeah.
Corey, Bob, three beats of the week. Greg, when you're, I know you're out there. I'll get yours too. Put them in quick.
Mine real quick are Coots has been skating well, so I gotta have Coots.
I trade this for a cold one.
They are cold.
Yeah, well, I've had it out for a while.
That's cold.
Right. Oh shit.
Yep.
I can't bet.
All right, hold on.
I could have waited until you were done, but I guess I'm not. Guess I'm not. Not cold enough. I wanna do it next. That's gonna be my final thought.
Oh, okay, fair enough. No, Coots, definitely. I'm gonna hate myself for saying this because of
Here we go.
Already you're gonna hate yourself.
Here we go. Yeah.
I said he probably wasn't worth the contract, but Morgan Frost has put up a couple points.
I'm not going to join you on that island.
Don't.
Not yet.
Don't.
I do think there will be a point in time.
I'm slightly regretting saying
contract
it,
year, bud.
It's
always a contract year for that fucker.
I know it's a yeah, make it's
one
break
after
year.
The other.
Look at it this way: he played better to keep his spot on the fucking bench over Wade Allison.
Ain't hard to do. So yeah, I'll give that one. Bobby Brink.
Gotta give it to him. Yep.
I go Bobby B.
I'm gonna go Garnet Hathaway's number one for me.
He only played one preseason game though.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Dude, I'll get it. I'll send it to you.
I'm just being a dick.
A screen recording, I'll put it up. He like I forget what game it was. I turned away. I think I had to go upstairs and like put Kenzie was calling me or some shit. Came downstairs, dude. He was like a drunken bouncy ball.
And Fedoric said that. They said he was
losing his mind.
He said when Hathaway and Delorier were on the ice, they said it was a pinball fest for 45 seconds and they were gone.
Listen, and Torch said he's not splitting up the paling. Delorier and Hathaway line. That's set in stone. Good. That's never going anywhere.
I like it.
That's one newer guy, kid. Paling.
Yep.
I liked him a few games ago.
They need to change his picture because he looks like a fucking weirdo right now. He's got like a mop top going on there.
No, they
got
to leave it. They got to leave it. Come on. We got Gritty as a mascot. Okay.
Okay.
That's not what he looks like right now.
That's okay.
I'm big on like reality, like what things actually look like. Like I like that. Let's get his real picture in there, because he looks like an asshole.
Perfect.
Fourth yeah, line
fits right in. Perfect.
Not a good asshole. Not a good asshole. Like a chapped asshole. Yeah. So Greg throws his in there. Torts, Coots, and Urson. That's good ones.
Okay. I like.
I'm like I said, Hathaway. I am going to say Bobby Brink, 100%, and Emil Andre. I really hope they make the right decision and bring him up and keep him up. But I do want to get into
how old is he? Sorry.
He's young.
Andre 22?
Yeah, he's young.
So do you think him and Stahl might be replacing each other on and off?
As yeah, like because, 5, 6, 7. So everybody that knows me really, I'm asshole. An absolute asshole. Yes, right.
I didn't use that this episode.
It's because Wade's like, it's not allegedly. Not allegedly. It's a known fact.
It's a very known
fact. No, we could have used it for that fucking moron of the week. We could have put allegedly.
He's not
allegedly.
Alleged,
he knows what's great.
Allegedly, he's a fucking idiot.
Allegedly, Wade knows blue is.
Yes. Not okay.
Did you say it tastes like schnozberries, Chris? Oh, raspberries.
Jesus. I forgot. I lost my train of thought.
What's going on here?
So there's no more preseason games. There's nothing but practices. Torts did say the other day that sooner than later they're 100% going to have a lineup before Thursday, way before Thursday. So we're talking maybe tomorrow or Tuesday.
Tuesday morning.
I do think that, like Wade just said, that it's going to be a switch up between Stahl and Andre. I think that's going to happen. There's going to be a second person involved in that whole thing. So we'll see. I do think Andre makes the team. I do think that them dropping down what we're about to get into. Let's just get into that. Let's get into that.
Say, jump it.
Let's just get into it. Get into a dust.
Need more cowbell.
Needs more violence.
Oh man, you smell that?
Yet? I smelled it immediately.
Right when I brought it, yeah. You smell it over there yet? Almost. You go get it.
It's yeah, waft it.
Right. So dust up. It smells good, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Although I got out of the shower before I got here, so I still have Southern Tobacco and beef jerky on me.
I can't wait for you two to meet each other. It's just, you're who Wade hangs out with. That's just, I feel like I was the odd one out. Like when we were younger, you were who Wade hangs out with. Anyway, Dust Up is brought to you by Warlord Beard Oil. Go to www.warlordbeardoil.com. Use promo code OCSN15 for 15% off your beard oil, soaps, shaving oil, car air fresheners, like so. Hats and so much more. American made, always will be. We do support the armed services here in Old State Sports Network. Very few and far between you find companies that have car air fresheners. And let me tell you something. That's a genius idea. I have one in my car. Lynn's has one in her car. And I pulled this out of the box. Wade is literally right next to me, but you didn't smell it until I pulled it out, right?
Nah.
It smelled, dude, this is fucking strong. It's still in the package.
I did when I did my order the other night. I did grab a couple.
What'd you get? Did you get one of these? This is the Eau de Mera.
I got Southern Tobacco.
The green one.
Yeah, and I got the green one.
That's that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very strong, and that's what you want.
Did snag me a hat.
You got a hat?
Yeah. I got three different types of beard oils, two bombs.
Jesus.
I had to grab the soaps,
you made your money back, huh?
I had to grab the soaps, too. Mm. The soaps, I've heard nothing grab. From not I'm only from you and Chris.
I let my sister, she's my sister. She's married to Matt Bannon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I let her smell. I did it to you too. I let her smell the old Southern Tobacco soap. I literally went
smells into killer.
I went into the bathroom, grabbed it. She was like, "What's this?" She was like, "What is that?" And I was like, "Because he can't shave. He has to shave."
That's all I use for the. That's what I use for the beard oil.
And Matt shaves because he has to because he works in Monroe. So he has to shave. He used the shave oil. He said it was fucking amazing. Smelled amazing. So I don't use a razor. I use clippers. Like fucking,
that's what I
a
do.
Horse, too, you know? But yeah, do it up. I'm telling you, this is the best thing. Norse beers was cool. This is cooler. It just is. So we're gonna get into it.
Bud man from Bama.
Yeah, Bud. Called me. His name is Bud. Sorry. So yeah, Dust Up is gonna be about Wade Allison getting sent down to the minors. And this does open up the door for Bobby Brink, Tyson Forrester, to not have to – the battle was Tyson Forrester, Wade Allison, or Bobby Brink. So this opens the door to not have to get rid of either one of those two. But it does put a little damper on the Emile Andre thing. So I have heard rumors that Nick Seeler may be leaving. I don't like that. But the dust up is going to be about Wade Allison. All I'm going to say is karma's a bitch, buddy.
I don't see Sealer.
I don't either.
I don't.
I don't think he's going to leave. I think they're going to drop somebody else down, Zamula. They haven't cut Zamula yet. And if you have to think about it, you do want your AHL team to be good, too. Zamula put on 20 pounds of power, put him down there, get him used to it, and then bring him up.
I really think the Phantoms are going to be stacked.
They're going to be good as shit this year.
And to be honest with you, the team that's basically been running the AHL has been the Hershey Bears and the Boston Bruins. Providence,
yeah.
Those two teams have been running house for the last 2-3 years in the AHL.
Wade's got something to say. Did he raise his hand again? No, he just smirks.
I'm just the smirk.
It smirks.
I hope the Phantoms go 0-82 because he got Ronnery out.
Jesus Christ! Yo,
you should have known I was gonna do a full.
I'm clipping that. I'm gonna tag Leo.
I'm done.
I'm gonna clip that. Tag Leo Donahue. Like, yeah.
I'm gonna drink for the rest of the episode. Now they're definitely gonna go 0-82 since now they have Wade Allison.
Oh,
and Ronnie Attard.
Attard
did it. He did it. I knew he was gonna do it. Oh, I knew he was gonna do it. Parental advisor.
Is it bad I have a little tear in my eye right now?
Welcome. Welcome to the alley.
I'm going to go take the rest of my crown pack and go eat away.
Shut the f*** up!
There it is.
I'm going to take the rest of my 64-pack crayons.
I'm all out of blue.
Fun shit.
Yo.
And that's kind of what makes us better than everybody else.
Don't give a shit.
Don't give a fuck. Yeah, so that's all it is. I just want to throw that out there.
I got nothing to say. I can't follow that.
See, that no one, not
I'm
many.
Not going to.
And with that being said, we're going to jump into Final Top Shelf. Gotta go right into reading the video.
Slade, he was not expected to play tonight, but Rasmus Ristolainen was scratched. Here's Tippett getting behind the defense and a goal. Save rebound. He scores! Oh, and Tippett rams home the rebound.
Great play here by Sanheim. Moving the puck up. There's Frosty with that beautiful pass, and there's his feed folks right there following up that shot, getting the rebound, and elevating it. That's an unbelievable job by the.
If you run into anybody that says don't watch Tippett this year, they're a fucking idiot. Probably Leo Donahue.
I was going to say.
No. The morons. Yeah. You should really just get like all of them into one Facebook group and just be like the morons of the Flyers fan. But it's literally not just one group. That was Flyers Talk.
Flyers Talk.
No, that was Flyers Talk.
Oh, Flyers Talk.
There's Flyers Nation.
There's two different Flyers Nations.
So I was going to watch.
There was the bold one. And there.
Yep. Yeah. There's a lot of. And there are a lot of people are coming. I've gotten a lot of messages. Hey, I really appreciate Flyers Alley's group because you guys are realistic. And that's how we got Greg. I feel like people were like giving Greg a hard time, and I was like, "Fuck you!" And I went in and dropped the hammer.
After the morons.
I'm kind of curious. How did Dylan come across the alley?
I'm not gonna say it on air, but
right, I'll tell we'll you.
Discuss later. So Skyler. I can say Skyler. Skyler. Okay. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Maybe a little headhunting. Maybe.
It's okay. All
right, you got to do what you got to do. Good yeah. Business owner doesn't fucking sleep. Just saying. Anyway, let's get into some final thought. Even though the Top Shelf was brought to you by Hangman, we'll be there next weekend, and we'll go live. I'll go live at least once. Might as well. Anyway, final That's thought is going to be brought to you by this beauty here. Everyone that you don't, I don't know if I probably have told both of you, early in Flyers Alley's career, I did have a stint and a problem. Me and Biz had words on Twitter. Yeah, that did happen. I don't remember what it was about though. Do you remember?
I remember you saying that you wanted to box him for charity. That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
But I forget what it was over.
Boxing for charity. You
were busy for boxing?
Yep. So mind you, I've lost a lot of weight for that. But I'm telling you, the boys got hands. Anyway, this is Biz's beer. Big Deal Brewing. Made by Labatt, but this is the beer. I'm telling you right now, it's fucking good. It is absolutely crushable. I would expect nothing less from Biz. Go check it out, Corey. If you want to actually do the ad read. You can do an ad read. How much is it? Where you get it?
It was $11.99 Dutton Bev.
From Central.
And I'm going to tell you right now, when you originally came to get from Bright Path.
Yep. Yeah, I had a pounder. I
had the pounders of it, and I finished the full 12-pack of pounders in one night.
Wow.
Joe, at only 4.5, though.
It's absolutely crushable. And it does 100%. Have bar, it has Barstool, Labatt, and Spittin' Chicklets emblem on the back of it. You can get it at, what was that? I've only found it
at Dutton Mill.
Dutton Mill?
I've only found it at Dutton Mill.
There was a fucking shooting there, a stabbing there last week.
The Ford Focus. I drove past it when I heard it.
No, yeah, Ford Focus.
Coming home from jury duty. As much fun as that was.
I found a loophole with that.
But I found one too.
You can't do that.
Yeah, watch me.
With that being said, go check that out. Go to Big Deal Brewing. I'm telling you right now, I'm drinking it right now. It's not the first time I've had it, but it's fucking good.
I'm a fan. I part of the
Chris,
reason
yeah yeah
part of the reason I actually ended up getting this was because Outlaw was
out. Really shocking.
The guy said they were getting two pallets of it in the next.
I've heard that
by the next day.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I went back the next day and he had it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I forget the guy. Neil. Dutton. Neil. I think his name's Neil.
I don't know.
The guy that owns it.
He just calls me Guy.
Okay.
All right. He says, well, hey, guy. He says, you still want your beer and cigars? I said, yes.
Oh, you get your cigars there, too?
Yeah.
I haven't smoked a cigar in a while. Anyway, with that being said, dude, I don't like him anymore. I think I'm going back to the pipe after watching the Pacific. I think I'm doing it. Yeah.
I was at the wedding in Tennessee on Thursday, and my buddy John, who got married, he's from Louisiana.
Oh, no.
I was outside the venue smoking a cigar. Mind you, we're like 4,000 feet above sea level.
Sea level?
Oh, yeah.
Louisiana's crazy. Not.
But standing there, I'm smoking my cigar. It's an outdoor venue, and John's meemaw. Meemaw.
Actually, meemaw?
Meemaw.
That's not just Big Bang?
No, that's a real thing. Meemaw. So meemaw comes up to me and she goes,
"All right,
you smoking pipe?"
Whoa! I'd have been like, "Whoa!"
I said, "Nah, meemaw."
What are you getting at?
She goes, "Well, I smell." She says, "I smell the tobacco." She says, "It smells like you smoking a pipe." I'm like, "Nah, I prefer a cigar."
So does she.
Jesus Christ! Come on, man! It's my buddy's grandmother.
Hey, buddy. Whoa. No, hey, everybody needs loving these days.
Yeah. It's not my fault. Stands are down.
No one's safe in the alley, buddy. I hate them.
Piss to clean up.
What? Yeah, I probably do. She's probably pissed right outside the door.
I'm doing that. With that being said, let's throw that shit on there real quick. Make sure everyone goes to... Is it flowing? Yeah, it's flowing. Likes us on Facebook and joins our Facebook group because it is the best. I mean, not being cocky, just fucking best.
Okay.
Sorry. On Facebook.com/
they can call in. They can still call in and leave a message.
I don't give a shit anymore. Christ. I don't care anymore. I'm just gonna give it to you. I haven't given you any beard stuff.
Just call in and let me know what favorite color crown you eat.
No, I didn't give him anything yet.
Well, he lives not far from there, right?
It's on my way to work.
Yeah, he works in my town.
Yeah, I'll drop it over.
Say, drop it off on the way up today.
I will.
I might be playing Starfield, though, so.
Fine, we'll leave it on your front porch. Nobody cares.
No, we're not going to work. No, okay, maybe. Yeah, well, maybe we'll do it.
You do what he says.
Fuck, bro.
He eats yellow crowns. I eat blue, all right?
I'm wearing the dog glad jersey, okay?
You're only wearing it because you pulled it off the wall.
It was actually in my closet upstairs. Anyway, that being said, go to Facebook, join the group, like the page, Twitter at Flyers Alley Pop 1 and Instagram at Flyers Alley. Go to YouTube, Old Sea Sports Network. We're actually a lot closer than I thought. Monetizing, I would say monetization will be done by this hockey season's end. Mainly because of Flyers Alley. Maybe limit break. And we are going live with Paranorama. We're going live on YouTube with that now. Nothing else. Really? Just YouTube, yeah. We figured out a structure.
What's that show about again?
It's paranormal.
For everybody else that doesn't listen.
Extraterrestrial and conspiracy theories. We just wrapped up DEWS, Direct Energy Weapon Systems. Listen to that. Chris, listen to it.
I got about halfway through when I got busy.
Well, you gotta really be able to pay attention.
I wanted to try and finish it, but I just...
Next one's going to be about Annabelle.
Ooh.
Yep. It'll be cool. So okay. Tune in. Tune in. We have a Twitter and a Facebook like page. So go do that. I appreciate Wade. Let me give you time for that. But yeah, do it up. And that was episode, five? Season 6 of Flyers Alley. We will see you guys next Sunday. Go Flyers and go Birds
and Phillies
and ring the bell. Yeah, see you guys next week.